Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KTRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KTRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department arrests suspect from shots fired incident. $60 million awarded to San Luis Obispo County for railroad improvements. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today. Highs right around 70. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Paso Robles police officers received a report of a male yelling on the 500 block of Oak Street yesterday morning at around 8:33 a.m. A release by the department says the witness reported hearing multiple gunshots in the area as well. On arrival, officers made contact with the witness, who reported seeing a male leaving the area in a black SUV prior to their arrival. The release says officers located the vehicle about one block north of the initial location and identified the man inside as 41-year-old Francisco Gutierrez, who was hiding in the back seat. Police found a firearm and spent shell casings inside the vehicle. He was arrested and detained without further incident, charged with negligent discharge of a firearm. The release says the investigation is still ongoing. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies, announced there will be a prescribed burn taking place around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita at the intersection of River Road and Park Hill Road. The burns will manage hazardous vegetation on approximately 112 acres of land and will go through Friday, November 1st. Smoke may be visible in the area east of Santa Margarita. $60 million in funds awarded to San Luis Obispo County for railroad improvements. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time, is 610.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Slocock announced the California Transportation Agency has awarded $1.3 billion in funds to statewide transit and intercity rail programs. The county of San Luis Obispo will receive around $63 million from these funds, awarded to improve its Coast Rail line along Monterey, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties. Slocock says these funds will go to improve signaling and track improvements at the San Luis Obispo rail station and near Paso Robles. Other improvements include a new rail station in downtown King City and connecting the rail station and Fort Hunter Liggett by bus. The next steps for the Bob Jones Gap Closures Project was discussed yesterday morning at the County Board of Supervisors meeting. On August 20th, a vote to use eminent domain on approximately 1.2 acres of land for property owned by Ray Bunnell failed to pass, with the board directing staff to return to them with an alternative plan for the project. Staff will work with the California Transportation Commission and Slocog to realign the project to be adjacent to the US 101, avoiding the Bunnell property and allowing Caltrans to handle construction of the middle section of the project while the county works to complete the bookends. Here's some of the highlights given by staff on this project going forward.
Caltrans has proposed a way for them to fund construction of the bike path in their right-of-way, and then how we would close the gap in segments A and C here using the existing county ATP grant. So we would, with our grant, we would fund A and C, and then with the Caltrans and Slocog contribution, we would fund segment B and have a fully closed gap from the existing trail segments. We're not asking for you to approve a plan today of how we're going to accomplish this. We're asking for you to approve a proposal that we can bring to the CTC that would be palatable for them to approve.
Supervisor Debbie Arnold had concerns about the financial commitment for this project and would later dissent in the vote. Here's Supervisor Debbie Arnold on her concerns.
You know, I've always supported the Bob Jones Trail, the finished pieces of the Bob Jones Trail, and I know how much people enjoy it. But at a time when we haven't been able to put very much money on our roadways, and we have so many of our citizens constantly calling about problems with their roads, and we know our roads are the shape of our roads is diminishing with time, and we haven't been able to keep up with it. So it's hard for me to say, you know, let's just make this the priority over all of our other commitments to transportation in general, and kind of have a blank check ready in case we need it for this when we haven't treated our roadways.
The board voted 3-1 to approve staff completing a proposal they believe would achieve approval from the California Transportation Commission. Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissented in the vote, and Supervisor John Pichong recused himself from the item. The Paso Robles Main Street Association is looking for volunteers to monitor barricades during its safe and fun trick-or-treat event on Halloween. This event will take place in the downtown area in Paso Robles Thursday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. Street closures include 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine Streets, Pine Street from 11th to 12th Streets, and Park Street from 12th to 13th Streets. To volunteer, you can call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. Elementary school students at Almond Acres Charter Academy raised funds during the month of September for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. A release by Almond Acres says the students raised a total of $520.32. The students sold bracelets and hosted a Be the Change coin drive during the month. Administrator of Almond Acres, Wendy Woodard, said actively participating in Childhood Cancer Awareness Month presented an excellent opportunity for students to recognize and discover that each individual carries an invisible backpack filled with experiences and challenges we may not be aware of. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo announced they have reached a significant milestone in its quest for designation as a Hispanic-serving institution. The requirement for this designation is maintaining a 25% Hispanic-Latino student enrollment, which the university says they have achieved for the first time this current quarter. Currently, Latino students make up around 29% of the incoming undergraduate class. Cal Poly says achieving HSI status will unlock access to resources and grants that will help deepen support systems for Latinx students. The university says several strategies played a role in achieving this milestone, such as increasing recruitment efforts to local students, significant increases in financial aid and scholarships, and actively recruiting top scholars. Daylight savings time will end this Sunday, November 3rd. Clocks will shift back 1 hour beginning at 2 a.m. Remember to adjust your clocks and alarms accordingly. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the World Series, the Yankees beat the Dodgers 11-4. The Dodgers still lead the best of seven World Series 3-1. The series resumes tonight at Yankee Stadium for Game 5. If necessary, the teams will play Games 6 and 7 at Dodger Stadium beginning Friday, November 1st. And in the NFL for Thursday this week, the Texans will face the Jets. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News, Governor Gavin Newsom in Los Angeles Tuesday talking about the next phase in the ongoing fight against homelessness.
As we announce the distribution of $827 million to 37 jurisdictions.
Newsom says accountability will be the hallmark of solving the homeless crisis. Over the past 4 years, the state has spent $17.5 billion on the issue. Life in prison without parole, the sentence for David DePap, the man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband in their home in San Francisco 2 years ago. Deputy Public Defender Adam Lipson.
All of you who were in the courtroom and listened to Mr. DePap's statement saw that, quite frankly, he's not a well man.
DePap spoke in court about conspiracy theories, called 9/11 an inside job, and called his wife a body double, the judge cutting his comments short. Dodgers celebration on hold. The Yankees take control late and beat L.A. in Game 4 of the World Series in New York 11-4. Game 5 tonight in the Bronx. Dodgers still a win away from a championship. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News, a couple from Sonoma Valley facing seven misdemeanor animal cruelty charges. Gilman and Barbara Parsons, who were charged by the Sonoma County DA's office last week, have been ordered to appear in court November 25th. Each count is for a different type of animal they're accused of hoarding, including dogs, horses, llamas, turkeys, ducks, chickens, and sheep. Authorities removed dozens of dogs and livestock from the Gilman's property last year. Meanwhile, a civil trial is scheduled for November 19th. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. A Sacramento County student was among six student members selected to guide the National FFA organization for the coming year. Abigail Jacobson, a former member of the Elk Grove FFA chapter, was elected Western Region Vice President. She was elected last week during the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. Each year, FFA delegates elect a president, a secretary, and four vice presidents who will help set policies to guide the future of the Youth Leadership Development Organization, which has more than 1 million members. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways south of North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop.
Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 70, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday with about a 75% chance of rain in the morning, clearing up to sunny skies Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, low 70s Monday and Tuesday, then 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Spring into savings at A1 Glass. Hi, it's Brian Carroll. During the Milgard Spring Savings Event, save up to $40 per Milgard window and up to $85 per Milgard door. How many windows and doors do you have? Add it up. That's a huge savings. Spring into savings during the Milgard Spring Savings Event, going on now through June 15th at A1 Glass. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Discounts come in the form of a gift card. Select items only. See A1 Glass for details.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. Have you heard about all the problems in Atascadero? No, you haven't. That's because things are going good and getting better every day. Keep a smooth running team in place. Vote for Seth Peek, Mark Duriz for City Council, and Charles Bourbeau for Mayor. Keep Atascadero moving forward. Keep Atascadero on the right track. Vote Peek, Duriz, and Bourbeau, paid for by Better Atascadero.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The economy continued to expand in recent months, but not at the level economists were expecting. Economic growth for the summer quarter came in at 2.8%. The forecast for third quarter gross domestic product was a 3% increase, matching the spring quarter. However, Americans are still buying things. Consumer spending rose by 3.7%. Nearly twice as many new jobs as estimated were created by private employers in October. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 233,000 new positions. The report says hiring was robust and broadly resilient. Alphabet shares are up more than 6%. Google's parent company reported an upbeat quarter. But Caterpillar's shares are losing ground. Its earnings were disappointing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
There's a reason when you think of spas, you think jacuzzi. The Jacuzzi family developed pumps for bathtubs that started the spa industry. Slow Spas has been a dealer since 1983 and is family-owned and operated. Slow Spas carries top-of-the-line infrared saunas and Jacuzzi and Bellagio spas. Slow Spas installs and stands by their products. Your body deserves the best. Visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo.
Hi, my name is Seth Peek, and I'm one of the Peek Brothers. I'm running for Atascadero City Council this year. Atascadero is an amazing place to live and do business in. We own and operate Peek Realty and Peek Painting with both locations directly on El Camino Real. The success of our community and the issues we are faced with on a daily basis do not go unnoticed, and I plan on being the boots on the ground representative for our community.
Paid for by Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
On November 5th, please vote Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
Email it to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on the Wednesday edition of The Right Choice.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Morning exchange is all around me, and so the feeling grows. The morning exchange, it's everywhere I go. You know I love the morning exchange. I always do. By the way that I feel, there's no beginning, there'll be no end. KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we had someone calling in, but do call back. Sound off this afternoon. Let's see here. Experienced people such as Karen and Mr. Dan will be talking about the media and the latest issues with local media. And also the new Netflix documentary and the allegations the Zodiac Killer taught school in Atascadero. How about that? All right. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. I wonder if anybody can answer this question regarding this Bob Jones Trail. One of the landowners, Mr. Bunnell, he has been... his name has been the most public. However, there are four other property owners who have refused. So my question is, if anybody knows, why is Mr. Bunnell's name keep popping up publicly and none of the others? Does anybody know that? Maybe the other ones don't live here and there wouldn't be any pressure, but by having this gentleman, I'm assuming that he and his family live here. That would put pressure because his name is out publicly. again, if anybody knows that. Anybody knows that. So, there you have that. Also, we have a name that was released publicly. Chris did the story on the shooting yesterday in Paso Robles. And I guess the morbid curiosity or the sarcastic curiosity on my part. So, it's 8:30 in the morning, and a 41-year-old apparently gets into an argument with whomever over whatever. One can only imagine. Well, I'd like to know the background on the 41-year-old. Did he graduate from MIT? Was he a Boy Scout? Was he an Eagle Scout? Maybe he has a criminal record. And at the age of 41, how much money, again, just wondering, that we have had to pay out of our pockets to support this type of person? And based on 41 and doing this, how long in the future will we have to do the same if my speculations are correct? Weed them out. Like I always say, feral cats. What do they produce in society other than news stories and headache and just crap for their neighbors and everything else? What do we do with non-productive, useless people? Or what should we do with non-productive, useless people? Said 41 years. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I wonder, I addressed the Board of Supervisors yesterday about the Bob Jones Trail, and I brought up, you talked about why they used Bunnell. Well, I see it as they need somebody to vilify, an enemy, somebody to hate. And the people who are opposed to and want the Bob Jones Trail and want to use eminent domain to get it. So they picked on Bunnell because he's a convenient enemy. And if they find out there are five people, that dilutes their argument. And I like the idea that the Tribune doxes people who oppose eminent domain for their own property and put their names out there to make them look bad. I also proposed yesterday that the three supervisors who want to use eminent domain to take away people's property, that we need a trail through their houses. I think Bruce Gibson's house would look good with a trail running right through his living room, his kitchen, his bedroom, and his bathroom in his backyard. The same with Ortiz Legg and Jimmy Paulding, that they should give up their houses and have a trail run through their property if they're so enamored with eminent domain to make a trail.
Were there people getting up during public comment yesterday talking about how much the Bob Jones Trail, you know, what they're trying to do, this needs to be done?
Yep. Oh, yeah, there are people defending it.
Then why don't
nobody would defend my idea of a trail through Gibson's house?
Then why don't those people cough up the money?
Good question. They say they're going to have a fundraiser, but we've had a fundraiser here in Atascadero for the printery for over 20 years, and they haven't even come close to the $2 million or whatever it is they need to build it. And fundraisers won't. They need like $7 million or something like that. It's not going to do it. It's not going to do it. You have a bake sale and you raise $200, you know what I mean?
Well, also, I don't know if anybody brought this up yesterday at the Board of Supervisors regarding this, because I thought about it yesterday and I mentioned it. They're calling it a trail. It's not a road. Now, I know they changed the verbiage to try and get this thing through a little bit more, but it's a trail, and it's not a necessity for the public.
Well, they're now calling it a transportation corridor. Democrats are very good at changing the names of things to make it look like it's something we do have to have. They're claiming it's an alternate route for rescue, and it's going to be wide enough for fire engines to go on it. So if it's that wide, I want my Toyota truck to go on it too. They changed the name, and now they're trying to change the funding sources so that it's no longer a trail. They called it a trail for 15, 20 years. It's not, and so now Caltrans is going to step in and make it a road, so they can use. They're trying to justify use eminent domain to get it, and then change the funding source or the name of the funding source, so that they can get their way.
So they can get in there and clean out some. Put out the fires of the homeless camps and clean out the camps as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a serial homeless camp. It already is.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's already been issues there regarding that.
Right. And so, yeah, they want to change things to get it done. And about the five people, the Tribune reported that yesterday, I think his name is John Giagotti. He's somebody that works for the county. His answer to that was so confusing, I couldn't follow him. Is it five? Is it four? One property just sold 2 weeks ago, according to him. So now they've got a new owner to deal with, and it's a mess. It's a mess, and it'll be another 10 years, probably.
Well, that's interesting that one of the properties was just sold. I wonder if there was any, notification of the person that bought it that this was going on.
That's a good question. That is an excellent question. Is that one of those mandated things you have to report when you sell a piece of property that somebody's trying to, the government's trying to take it away from them, or part of it? Do you have to report that? I don't know.
And I also wonder what the selling price was.
Yeah, I don't know either. He didn't report that.
Because according to what I found out or know is that Bunnell, that the offer was over $200,000. Now, I don't know how far over $200,000, but when I was thinking about the area down there, I thought, boy, $200,000, I don't know how big his property is, but that doesn't sound like much.
Well, they're just trying to buy a little sliver of it.
Okay.
And Mike Brown was talking about this yesterday. Santa Barbara County would put in a trail. They put trails all over. And then as soon as they put it in, they tell the property owners that are next to it, oh, no, you can't spray your crops because it's too close to the trail. Oh, no, you can't build a barn because people on the trail would see it. So what they're doing there in Santa Barbara County, and it'll happen with Bob Jones Trail or any trail, is you'll lose your property rights, and to me, unlawful seizure of property, because if it's near a trail, you can't do this and you can't do that on your own property. Mm. And that's what's going to happen on the Bob Jones Trail, too. You may only sell a sliver of it, but then the county can tell them, no, you can't do that on that property because it's too close to a trail. And, it's taking away individual property rights, which, in my opinion, this country was built on the idea of private property rights. Without property rights, we have nothing. My body is my property, and when the government can tell me what to do with it, I'm no longer a free man, I'm a serf.
This is disgraceful behavior by the Board of Supervisors, but the county, they're supposedly coming up with a new trail alignment that would avoid Mr. Bunnell's property.
Yeah, he talked about that. The problem with it is the way they got their $18 million funding, the whatever state group gave it to them is telling them it's Parks and Rec is not going the way they wanted to go next to the freeway isn't acceptable for that. You're right. There's another way to do it, but so now they may be able to try to switch instead of Caltrans giving the money, somebody else gives them the money. Or maybe it's Caltrans. It's all confusing. And just switch the name of the funding source so that it can use the Caltrans right away to build a trail. Or it's not a trail now. It's a transportation corridor.
When the original trail was completed, quite a few years ago,
right.
Is the part they're talking about now an expansion, or was it a part of the original plan?
Well, what happened was when the county got the Octagon Barn, when they finally got that done, private funding and all that, people looked out and said, wow, wouldn't it be neat to walk from the Octagon Barn to Avila? Yeah, there was already a trail, but what they're arguing about now is completing it all the way from the Octagon Barn to Avila. And that was not originally part of the trail. But when they got the Octagon Barn, they said, wouldn't it be neat? I think the government should spend time on things that are neat, not unnecessary or important, just neat.
Well, unfortunately, that's what we've been spending too much money on, things that are neat or stylish and not the priorities.
Right. And anyway, that's the situation. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the report. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And he's talking about his land and his body and so forth. It kind of just goes back to something that I brought up yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, and I wish I would have brought it up sooner, but I wasn't thinking at that particular first 2 hours. So the question came up, what do you think are the most important rights that we have as American citizens? What do you think they are? One lady called in and said that the Second Amendment is the most important. We needed weapons to get our country, didn't we? Some folks said the freedom of speech, which includes a lot of freedoms. That would be freedom of religion, freedom of the press, the right to assemble, and even the right to petition the government. And then, so that would be number one for many. The First Amendment is considered by many the most crucial, as it protects fundamental freedoms. Now, what about the Second Amendment? Would we have had the protection of fundamental freedoms such as speech and religion and press and assembly if we didn't have the Second Amendment? Something to think about. Something to think about. Let's go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the First Amendment is the most important one, and the whole Constitution and the other nine parts of the Bill of Rights are all about defending the first one.
Well, I guess the point of the lady yesterday is, that we would not have any of these if we didn't have the right to have the guns.
Well, we wouldn't have any of these if we didn't have the right against search and seizure or the right against testifying against yourself or all the other ones. They're all right there protecting the First Amendment. I mean, freedom of speech, assembly, and religion are what we're all about.
Well, I know, but again, she's saying we could say those things, but if we didn't have the ability to overtake a government that didn't allow us to have those things, how would we have done it?
Okay, I totally understand what she's saying, but also, like I said, illegal search and seizure is the same as, you know, the Second Amendment, as far as they could just come in and get your guns. It's like I said, all of the other amendments in the whole Constitution are based on protecting the First Amendment.
Okay.
That's my thought.
That's why I threw it out there. It's nice to hear people's thoughts on that.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thanks, Kevin.
All right, take care. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I would agree that our freedom of speech is probably one of the most important, along with the Second Amendment. You're right, it does date back, you know, for us fighting for our country. But I'm afraid if this upcoming election exits stage left, then we could be in line to lose a lot of those freedoms as well, which is quite concerning.
Well, and we have been losing some of them.
You're right.
And I don't know if people understand or realize it or maybe even care, because if they don't like what you think or say, they try to tarnish you.
You're right.
And
yep, but a lot of our, you know, a lot of our forefathers, they faced a lot of scrutiny and backlash for what they said, but they stood in the truth. So, you know, it's our turn to stand up and fight through our vote for what we believe in, you know, and what our country was founded on.
Indeed, and I hope that shows through on Tuesday.
I sure hope so, too.
Yep. All right. Hey, thank you.
You guys take care.
You
have
too.
A great day.
You too. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Important rights. What are yours? I came across this. It says every human, and this is the United States, has the right to life, liberty, and the security of his persons. Okay. Well, some of those things, well, okay, life, liberty, and the security of his persons. All right. Okay. So I was thinking of something else regarding that. Back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I do want to call in regarding the election, but before you get off the Bob Jones trail, there's more to the story that goes back further. And perhaps Karen has done stories on this, but the whole issue originated with them filing for this grant. But back when Lynn Compton was a supervisor, she found out that the developer fees that were from Napomo Developments, that the monies that went from the developer fees were supposed to stay in that area. They actually went to District 2, Bruce Gibson, and parts of it went toward the Los Osos water treatment issue debacle and to the Bob Jones Trail. So there are monies in the Bob Jones Trail that were supposed to have been used in the Pomo in District 4 area that were never used there. They were used for the Bob Jones Trail, diverted. And then the whole grant was a way to be able to get monies to be able to complete that. and perhaps give that back to the developer fees in District 4. But that never happened, and you had these landowners that were holding out. And then you have Jimmy Paulding, who says things like, it's just a sliver of the Brunel property, and he'll never miss it. He's actually a resident of Texas, and they're literally waiting for him to die. And that was a statement in the Board of Supervisors. And so when you have supervisors making these kinds of statements against property owners, land rights, property use, it is not a sliver. It has the San Luis Obispo Creek that runs through. It's like a one-third of the property. And so they're talking about using the trail right up against 101. But if you go and you drive past that, it's the section between, say, Los Osos Valley Road and Avila. It's an open section to the east of 101. And when you look at it, you realize that the homeless, shelter at Prado, this would connect Prado, San Luis Obispo Creek, all the way down to Avila. So you would end up with people going through and around the creek all through this guy's property, and he would have absolutely no say in what's happening there.
Well, that's the arrogance of many of our politicians, such as Jimmy Paulding, with those statements.
Well, it goes back to Bruce Gibson. I'm just letting you know that's where it originates, and their whole trying to have it be transportation is just a way to be able to have a different priority and a different funding source. And it's not transportation. I think we should put horse and buggy on there and have horse manure all along there and let the electric bikes and the little bicycles that the people have a dream of connecting the trail from Avila to San Luis Obispo, let them pay for it. Let them clean it up.
Well, we certainly wouldn't have to pay for the manure because we just clean up the floors from the Board of Supervisors meeting and carry it over. Hey, we're up against
the clock. We might need that manure spreader from Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we got to go. We're up against the clock, but thanks for the help.
You bet.
All right, bye. Here you go, folks. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles police officers responded to a report of a male yelling on the 500 block of Oak Street yesterday morning, with a witness later saying they heard gunshots in the area. Officers made contact with the suspect, 41-year-old Francisco Gutierrez. He was found to be in possession of a firearm and spent shell casings in his vehicle. He was arrested and charged with negligent discharge of a firearm. The next steps for the Bob Jones Gap Closure Project was discussed yesterday morning at the County Board of Supervisors meeting. The board voted 3-1 to approve staff to complete a proposal they believe would achieve approval from the California Transportation Commission. Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissented, and Supervisor John Pichong recused himself from the item. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs right around 70, it's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Kamala Harris blasting former President Trump in a speech at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. Tuesday.
This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
Donald Trump holding a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris and the media. And we're going to win back that beautiful, beautiful White House, and we're going to make America great again.
And President Biden under fire for calling Trump supporters garbage Tuesday.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization is seen as unconscionable, and it's un-American.
Former President Trump likened it to Hillary Clinton's infamous deplorables comment. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh.
Hello, this is Michael. Fix the Roads Rivera. We have a choice. We can re-elect the same council members who refused to fix our bad roads and gave us paid parking. Or we can elect new people who will pave the roads, plan for growth, and curb negative outside influences. Friends, in Paso Robles, your vote still matters. Even if you have never voted before, you can still register and vote. It's not too late. I'm Michael Rivera, and I'm running to get Paso back on track.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael Rivera.
We see you sitting there daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. At Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including three Ford F-150s and $100,000 cash. How about that? Drawings November 3rd, 11th, 17th, and 24th. Earn entries now, and hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The Yankees staved off elimination last night, pounding the Dodgers 11-4 in Game 4 of the World Series. Freddie Freeman did that thing again, homering in the first inning to put the Dodgers on top 2-0, his record-setting 6th consecutive World Series game with a home run. But this time, the Yankees had an answer. After scratching out a run in the second, Anthony Volpe hit a grand slam in the third for a 5-2 New York lead. After LA pulled within a run in the fifth, Austin Wells put one in the second deck in the sixth, and Gleyber Torres clinched it with a three-run shot in a five-run eighth. Game five tonight at Yankee Stadium. Game one starters Jack Flaherty and Gerrit Cole, the mound matchup. Two fans were ejected from Yankee Stadium after ripping the ball out of the glove of Mookie Betts in foul territory in the first inning. From his house in Florida, Richie Garcia called it a home run. NBA, the Nuggets held off the Nets 144-139 in overtime. Nikola Jokic, 29 points, 18 rebounds, 16 assists, his 132nd career triple-double. Mavericks over the Timberwolves, 35 for Kyrie Irving.
It's great if I get a chance to perform at a high level, and you know, the moves that I work on when no one's watching, get to perform out here, so grateful it went in. My teammates trusted me.
Kings bopped the Jazz, Utah 0-4, one of two winless teams remaining, along with the Pistons, and the Warriors whacked the Pelicans. NHL, the Wild whipped the Penguins 5-3. Marc-Andre Fleury got the win for Minnesota in what was likely his last game back in Pittsburgh, where he helped the Pens win 3 Stanley Cups. Flyers blanked the Bruins. Samuel Larson made 23 saves. Kraken crushed the Canadiens. Defenseman Brandon Montour with a hat trick. Alex Ovechkin scored twice as the Capitals clipped the Rangers. The Great Eight now with 857 goals, 37 behind Wayne Gretzky. Elsewhere, the Senators steamrolled the Blues, the Ducks downed the Islanders, and the Sharks nipped the Kings. That's Wednesday Sports.
Alrighty, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Clouds and sunshine, 70. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s, upper 60s. Partly cloudy Thursday. Same on Friday. Saturday, 75% chance of rain in the morning. High for Saturday in the mid-60s and sunny. Upper 60s on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Low to mid-70s. Sunshine today's UV index will be 4. Up and down, 7:24 a.m., 6:10 p.m. It is 33 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Continuing on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice, it is 7 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
world famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza near the Guesthouse Grill at Tascadero. Checking in to see what critters may be out and about and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. Curled up and around your feet to make sure you keep your feet warm at night because it is getting a little chilly there. Yes, indeed. Well, there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert, but once again, your Marlon Perkins little bit of information here. Wolves have unique howls that can be used to identify them. Like human fingerprints, each wolf's howl is distinctive and can be used by researchers to identify individual wolves.
Well, good for them. I wonder if they can form a wolf quartet.
Well, perhaps they could, because you can hear them howling, and they, I guess they're howling in unison. But I wouldn't know the difference, but I hope I never come across one. All right, there you have it. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Don't forget, Uncle Ed's Outfitters, it is your one shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing. All right, convenience, convenience. Let's see here. What am I doing here? Well, I might as well say it now because I've wasted 15 seconds. It is 5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL. Love today's trivia play. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. I love this. Okay. This is a presidential slogan question. This is an outstanding question. It could be one of the greatest trivia questions of all time. All right, here we go. This is a response slogan to this slogan. You ready? In your heart, you know he's right. That was a presidential campaign slogan for someone. The answer slogan, in your guts, you know he's nuts. Whose presidential slogan was that? The response. If you remember back in the day, song My Girl and My Guy, written by Smokey Robinson, by the way, both. So the one said, in your heart, you know he's right. But the response slogan, in your guts, you know he's nuts. Whose slogan was that? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Well, maybe it's not the greatest trivia question of all time. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Teddy Roosevelt.
Nope, not Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt, there was, let me see. There was one, there were some pretty clever ones. Where was the one from Teddy? I don't know where it is now. All right. Anyway, who's the one I'm looking for? Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, it was Lyndon Johnson, and do you know who his response was to whom?
Barry Goldwater.
Yeah, Barry Goldwater, exactly. Well done, sir. Yeah. May I have your name, please?
Gary Wishon.
All right, we have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you very much.
All righty,
you
bye.
Too.
Okay, thanks. Let's see here. Yeah, all the way with this was 64, all the way with LBJ. In your guts, you know he's nuts. In a response to Goldwater's, in your heart, you know he's right. Gosh, there were some, we can do better. That was one of John Kennedy's, A Time for Greatness. Oh, here we go, like that. Eisenhower in 52, I like Ike in 56, I still like Ike. That was pretty clever. I'm just wild about Harry, give him hell Harry, of course Harry Truman. Don't swap horses in midstream, that was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And this is the presidential campaign of 1940 for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This is better a third termer than a third raider. That was because I think, who was it? Well, Wendell Willkie was running against him in 1940, so referred to him as a third raider. Oh, boy. Remember Hoover. That was also one from Roosevelt going back again. Another one from Roosevelt, Happy Days Are Here Again, and so on. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Paso Robles Main Street Association is looking for volunteers to monitor barricades during its safe and fun trick-or-treat event on Halloween. The event will take place in the downtown area in Paso Robles, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. You can contact the Main Street office at 805-238-4103 to volunteer. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with other agencies, announced there will be a prescribed burn taking place around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita at the intersection of River Road and Park Hill Road. Burns will go through Friday, November 1st. Smoke may be visible in the area east of Santa Margarita. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs right around 70. It's 33 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
This one is from 1908. It says, vote for Taft now. You can vote for Bryan anytime. That is in reference to, of course, Williams Jennings Bryan's two previous failed presidential bids. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.